Six. Six Music.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape. Right now. It's Don Letts. The sound of cinema on BBC Radio Six Music.
Harder They Come from the 1972 Jamaican film of the same name, directed by the late Perry Henzel. It was a film that entertained and informed at the same time, but most importantly, it awoke me to the possibilities of combining music and film to enhance the viewing experience. Now, I was just 16 when I saw that film, but I immediately knew that's how I wanted to express myself. I'm Don Letts, and this is my Culture Clash soundtrack special, part of the BBC Sound of the Cinema season. For the next 2 hours, it's all about music from films that have moved and made me. Loosely chronological and by no means definitive, in true Culture Clash style, I'll be crossing time, space and genres with, in the first hour, tracks from Easy Rider, Midnight Cowboy, Psycho, Performance, The Good, the Bad and the Ugly, A Clockwork Orange, Superfly and Taxi Driver, to name a few. Now, soundtracks roughly break down like this. There's musical film soundtracks which kind of concentrate primarily on songs. Then there's film scores that showcase the background music of non-musicals, like, say, John Williams' Star Wars. There's also albums featuring pop songs heard in whole, in part, or in some cases these days, not at all. And occasionally, soundtracks will feature both music and dialogue from the film, as in Oliver Stone's Natural Born Killers. I'll be touching on all these aspects of what, to me, is a quite magical combination. Born in 1956, I'm as old as rock and roll, so my generation had grown up with films like The Magnificent Seven and the James Bond movies that had already tapped into the possibilities of music and how it could be used in films. And 60s TV had more than prepped us to the idea of using music to set a scene or create an emotion. TV programmes like Bonanza or Doctor Who spring to mind, but it wasn't something I thought about or analysed. In those days, it just was. It was after seeing The Harder They Come that I really started to think about how these two elements work together and what a powerful combination they could be. So much so that it's informed much, if not all, my work from that time till this. Basically, music and picture have always been inseparable in my eyes and ears. Composed by Bernard Herrmann, that was the main theme from Alfred Hitchcock's 1960 classic, Psycho, a masterclass in the combination of film and music to create a terror in the imagination far worse than anything seen on screen. For your information, the famous shower scene was actually shot over several days, used 77 different camera angles, runs at 3 minutes, and included 50 cuts. No pun intended. But it was Herrmann's score that was the real icing on the cake. Even Hitch had recognised this fact and admitted as much. Now, by the end of the 60s, pop culture had begun to make its mark on Hollywood, resulting in films aimed directly at a new audience. 1969's Easy Rider tapped into the counterculture with a groundbreaking soundtrack that featured the likes of Jimi Hendrix, the band Steppenwolf, and the Byrds with a song that spoke loudly to a young Don. I Wasn't Born to Follow.
I'd rather go and journey where the diamond crescent's glowing, and run across the valley beneath the sacred mountain, and wander through the forest where the trees have leaves of prisms and break the light in colors that no one knows the names of. beside a legendary fountain, till I see your form reflected in its clear and jeweled waters. And if you think I'm ready, you may lead me to the chasm where the rivers of our vision flow into one another.
Film with a Jack Nicholson connection, as it was co-written by him. That was the Monkees' Porpoise Song, the theme from Head, a psychedelic adventure comedy from 1968. You know, looking back on it, the end of the 60s and into the early 70s seemed to be a golden age for soundtracks, producing some classic scores and songs. You're listening to a Culture Clash soundtrack special on Six Music, part of the BBC's Sound of the Cinema season. One of the two mighty Johns, the other being Williams. That was the late, great John Barry's Midnight Cowboy from the 1969 movie of the same name, featuring John Voight in the lead role with Dustin Hoffman as his sidekick. Now, John Barry's 50-year contribution to cinema is a whole world unto itself, deserving far more time than I've got. Let me just cite films like The L-Shaped Room, Zulu, The Knack, The Ipcress File, Day of the Locust, not to mention 11 James Bond films. Here's a song that stayed with me for many years, from 1968's The Thomas Crown Affair, starring Steve McQueen and Faye Dunaway. Windmills of Your Mind.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on a never spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind, like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of a song. Half-remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the colour of her hair. A circle in a spiral, a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
written by French composer Michel Legrand. That was Noel Harrison's Windmills of Your Mind. So, inspired by the cultural climate of the times, I'm taking in films like that at one end of the spectrum, and at the other end would be films by the likes of the late Sergio Leone with his so-called spaghetti westerns. And he came with a widescreen vision, backed by the music of the one and only Ennio Morricone. The Good, the Bad and the Ugly from Sergio Leone's 1966 movie of the same name. Now, Morricone was a composer like Bernard Herrmann in that he worked closely with the director, in many cases creating the music before the movie was even made. In his time, he scored more than 500 movies, including 40 award winners. And even Tarantino seemed fit to reuse Morricone's music in several of his films. And to totally flip the script, Big Audio Dynamite, the band Mick Jones and I put together back in the 80s, sampled dialogue from The Good, the Bad and the Ugly for the song Medicine Show. In fact, part of BAD's identity was created by sampling dialogue from films that caught my imagination. But I digress. Or maybe not, as we took samples from another film that ranks high in my estimation, 1970's Performance, directed by the late Donald Cammell and Nick Rogue, who'd go on to make a series of films that had a big impact on yours truly. Namely, Walkabout, Don't Look Now, The Man Who Fell to Earth, Eureka, and aforementioned, Performance.
And I see you down in San Antonio on a hot and dusty night. We were eating eggs and Sammy's when the black man there drew his knife. Oh, you drowned that Jew in Rampton as he washed his sleeveless shirt. You know, that Spanish-speaking gentleman, the one that we all call Kurt. Come now, gentlemen, I know there's some mistake. How forgetful I'm becoming now you've fixed your business straight. I remember you in Hemlock Road, 1956. You're a faggy little leather boy with a smaller piece of stick. Well, you're a lashing, smashing hunk of man. Your sweat shines sweet and strong. Your organ's working perfectly, but there's a part that's not screwed on. I want you at the Coke convention back in 1965. And you're the meth red great executive I see heavily advertised. And you're the great gray man whose daughter licks policeman's buttons clean. And you're the man who squats behind the man who works the soft machine. Come now, gentlemen, your love is all I crave. You're still in the circus when I'm laughing, laughing in my grave. And when the old men do the fighting, and the young men all look on, and the young girls eat their mother's meat from tubes of plastic cons. Be wary, please, my gentle friends, of all the skins you breed. They have a tasty habit, they eat the hands that bleed. So remember who you say you are, and keep your noses clean. Boys will be boys, and play with toys, so be strong with your bees. Oh, Rosie dear, don't you think it's queer, so stop me if you please. The baby's dead, my lady said, you gentlemen, why you are.
Mick Jagger's Memo for Turner from Performance, a tale of drugs, rock stars and gangsters set in Notting Hill. The soundtrack featured the likes of The Last Poets, Buffy St. Marie, Randy Newman, Mary Clayton and Ry Cooder. More from him later. Right, I'm staying in the UK for Stanley Kubrick's A Clockwork Orange, released in 1971. The music was a combination of Moog synthesizer compositions and classical music selections, which perfectly accompanied what was a dark and disturbing commentary on youth, set in a dystopian future Britain. Listening to a Culture Clash soundtrack special with me, Don Letts, on Six Music, part of the BBC's Sound of the Cinema season. Forgettable movie moment from Francis Ford Coppola's 1970 American war epic, A Apocalypse Now, starring Marlon Brando, Robert Duvall and Martin Sheen. As the American helicopter gunships appear in the horizon, heading straight towards camera to the sound of Wagner's Ride of the Valkyrie. Breathtaking and terrifying at the same time. Now, the early 70s stateside saw the rise of a new cinematic genre, the blaxploitation films. Hollywood was always ready to make a buck from whatever was captivating the youth, and in the wake of the civil rights movement of the late 60s came a new African-American audience who wanted to see a different representation of themselves. Ahead of the game, having scored films like In the Heat of the Night and surprisingly The Italian Job. That was Quincy Jones with 1970s They Call Me Mr. Tibbs. And the early 70s would see an explosion of blaxploitation films and soundtracks. Here's a little mix of three classic examples from the period. First up, The Black Private Eye that kicked ass in Harlem, circa 1971. This is Isaac Hayes. Sharp. Sure.
dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks. You're damn right.
Outgrossed the film it was made for. That was Curtis Mayfield's Superfly, released in 1972. An interesting piece, since the film seemed to be somewhat vague in its attitude to Youngblood Priest, a drug dealer, yet Curtis still managed to take a more critical view with his lyrics. Before that, Marvin Gaye with a cut from 1972's Trouble Man, a soundtrack he wrote, produced and performed. Unfortunately, it was the only memorable thing about the film. And by the way, Huey Morgan will be dedicating a whole show to the blaxploitation genre on Sunday the 29th.
Ah!
Bruce Lee's battle cry some mood-enhancing sounds to accompany rather than react to the action on the screen. Argentinian composer, pianist and conductor Lalo Schifrin there with 1973's theme from Enter the Dragon. You know, back in the day, Kung Fu was almost a subculture unto itself. And if you couldn't do the moves, you could at least make the noises. Hey, even I've got a pair of dusty nunchucks in the shed somewhere. As we approached the end of the 70s and moved into the 80s came the rise of the synths and electronic music in what were major Hollywood productions. Here's one of the best, a unique score with a timeless impact that was written in just 3 days and performed by the film's director, John Carpenter and Tommy Lee Wallace. From 1976, this is Assault on Precinct 13. Thank you. Vauzon's theme from Walter Hill's 1979 cult gang classic, The Warriors, the soundtrack of which includes cuts from Joe Walsh and the much-sampled Brooklyn-based funk outfit Mandrill. Preceding that, you had another master of the form, Italian synth pioneer Giorgio Moroder, with Chase, as featured in 1978's Midnight Express. Now, you may be forgiven for thinking classic scores had had their day, but master movie makers knew they always had a place. Here's Bernard Herrmann's last score before he passed away. From 1976, this is a theme from Taxi Driver, a film dedicated to his memory. Taxi Driver, one of my all-time favourite films, directed by Martin Scorsese, my all-time favourite director. You know, I had occasion to meet Marty once when he requested a private viewing of my punk rock movie, but that's another story. Right, to bookend the first hour, I'm returning to Jamaica for a cut from the 1978 reggae film Rockers, which starred popular reggae artists of the time like Burning Spear and Big Youth. From said release, this is the late Peter Tosh, Stepping Razor. If you want
a stepping razor, don't you watch my size, I'm
Cinema on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Favoured by The Clash for many a stage entrance, Ennio Morricone's 60 Seconds to What, as featured in 1965's For a Few Dollars More, directed by Sergio Leone and starring Clint Eastwood in what was the second part of the Dollars trilogy. And again, Morricone composed the film soundtrack under Leone's explicit direction. In fact, Leone actually shot to Morricone's music on set. I'm Don Letts, and you're tuned to the second hour of my soundtrack special on 6 Music, part of the BBC Sound Cinema season. Behind me, Aswad's Babylon, from the 1980 movie of the same name. Still to come, cuts from Paris, Texas, Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, Scarface, Do the Right Thing, and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, to name a few, as I continue with a selection of sounds from films that have moved and made me. As in the first hour, I'm going to forego deep analysis and facts for fear of getting in the way of the very subject of tonight's programme, the music. although I must flag up a few other shows coming up in the BBC's cross-platform Sound of the Cinema season, particularly specials on Six Music by the likes of Charles Peterson on the 21st, Guy Garvey on the 22nd, then there's Huey Morgan's Blaxploitation special on the 29th, not forgetting Jarvis Cocker's Sound Effect and Film Studio special on the 6th of October. Right, let's go for two in a row with a David Bowie connection. First up, a track composed by Giorgio Moroder with lyrics written by Bowie. From 1982's Cat People, directed by Paul Schrader. This is Putting Out the Fire.
See these eyes so green, I can stare for a thousand years. Colder than the moon, it's been so long, and I've been putting out fire with gasoline.
1983, that was Ryuichi Sakamoto's Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, which starred David Bowie, and Ryuichi of Yellow Magic Orchestra fame also played a Japanese commander in the film. You know, way back in the day, I hooked him up with Dennis Bavel, the producer of the Babylon soundtrack, and they went on to release an album called B2 Unit in 1980. Anyway, you're tuned to a Culture Clash soundtrack special with me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music. From another soundtrack that featured a combination of classic compositions and futuristic synthesizers that perfectly mirrored the film noir retro future feel created by director Ridley Scott in 1982's Blade Runner. That was Love Theme by Vangelis, himself no stranger to epic film scores. As the 80s progressed and hip-hop began its move towards world domination, once again Hollywood was quick to react. But by this time, there was a weird kind of feedback effect. Hollywood was looking at the streets, and the streets were looking at Hollywood. From 1983's Scarface, directed by Brian De Palma and written by Oliver Stone, this is Giorgio Moroder once again with Tony's Theme.
Come on, let me dance. trying to bounce with tales of death or lies designed to fill your mind. Now that you realize the prize arrives, we got the pump to start to make it tough. From the heart, it's a start of work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange.
People, people,
we are the same. No, we're not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless.
You say, what is this?
Let's get down to business. Mental self-defense or fitness.
The rest the show. You got to go for what you know.
To make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. 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 Fight the power.
Fight the power.
We got to fight the powers that be.
The Right Thing, released in 1989, that was Public Enemy's Fight the Power. Before that, Subway Theme from what is generally acknowledged to be the first hip-hop motion picture, 1983's Wild Style, directed by Charlie Ahern. The film introduced the world to MCing, turntablism, graffiti, and the whole breakdancing b-boy phenomena. Here's a cut from what many have said is the best soundtrack of all time. Now that's some serious praise, but I tell you what is a fact. It is the sixth best-selling soundtrack of all time. This is Prince with the title track of his 1984 cult classic movie, Purple Rain.
I never meant to call you when you're in sorrow. I never meant to call you when you're in pain. I'm the one who wants to have you laughing. I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain.
You're listening to a Culture Clash soundtrack special with me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music. From a film that curiously could be viewed as both the prologue and epilogue to the Twin Peaks television series, that was Angelo Badalamenti's Twin Peaks theme from the 1992 American psychological horror film Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me, directed by David Lynch, who also wrote the lyrics for several of the soundtrack songs. And it's another one that fared better than the film.
In constant sorrow
to help him now. let's all die upon this train. Perhaps he'll die upon this train. You can bury me in Sunny Valley for many years where I may lay. May and you may learn to love another while I am sleeping.
Absolutely fantastic soundtrack to Oh Brother Where Art Thou, directed by the Coen brothers in 2000. That was the Soggy Bottom Boys, A Man of Constant Sorrow. The soundtrack, produced by T-Bone Burnett, used bluegrass, country, gospel, blues and folk music appropriate to the time. Next up, an artist I mentioned earlier that's definitely struck a chord or two over the years. Known for his skill on slide guitar, he's worked with the likes of The Stones, Eric Clapton, Neil Young and Van Morrison. But it's for his extensive film scores on movies like Performance, Southern Comfort, The Border and The End of Violence that I know him best. This is Ry Cooder. Ry Cooder's Paris, Texas from the 1984 movie of the same name, directed by Wim Wenders. Now, I must draw attention to Neil Brand's excellent Sound of the Cinema three-part series on BBC Four, the first of which aired last Thursday. Still available on the iPlayer, by the way. Essential viewing for those that care. Here's a final three in a row, all of which have struck a chord with the Don over the years. To set the tone, a cut from 1987's Baghdad Cafe. This is Chevetta Steele's Calling You.
A desert road from Vegas to nowhere, someplace better than where you've been. coffee machine that needs some fixing. In a little cafe just around the bend. Crying and I can't sleep, but we both know a change is coming, coming closer, sweet release. I am calling you. I know you hear me.
Calling you. my way over. A woman left and she didn't say why. Well, I guess I have to try. Many rivers to cross, but just where to begin? I'm playing for time. There have been times I find myself
to return to the movie that kick-started my interest in the power of music in film. Jimmy Cliff's Many Rivers to Cross, as featured in 1972's The Harder They Come. Incidentally, I got to make my first feature film, Dancehall Queen, in 1997. Shot in Jamaica, it was a homage to Perry Henzel's movie. Preceding that, the inescapable Ennio Morricone's Man with the Harmonica, from 1968's Once Upon a Time in the West, another Leone classic. Here's a track from Nick Rowe's Walkabout, a film that had a profound impact on me when I saw it back in 1971. Between Rowe's non-linear approach to storytelling and a score composed by John Barry, well, let's just say it touched me deeply. John Barry's Back to Nature from 1971's Walkabout, a must-see from two maestros of the cinema. Right, here's another one I just had to squeeze in before the curtain closes. From the title sequence of a movie that took me back to my comic reading childhood, 209's Watchmen, directed by Zack Snyder. In fact, the title sequence was so good it was almost like a movie itself.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
Bob Dylan's The Times They Are A-Changing. Speaking of time, I'm out of it. You've been listening to a Culture Clash soundtrack special with me, Don Letts, on Six Music as part of the BBC's Sound of Cinema season. I've really enjoyed my time. I hope I've justified yours. And don't forget, it'll be on the Six Music website for the next 7 days. So if you like what you heard, please spread the word. I'm back to my old tricks next week. Until such time, I'm signing off with another cut from Apocalypse Now. This is The Doors. The End.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend. of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again. Can you picture what will be? So near madness and free, desperately in need of some stranger's hand in a desperate land.
Six Music.
Available at the Six Music website and every morning at 4 a.m. BBC Radio Six Music documentaries. Telling the stories in music that matter.
This is going to be my Icelandic album, you know, if there ever was one.
In the early days, once we left Liverpool, we were living in each other's pockets, so we wrote constantly together.
From Jack White.
Perhaps you need the devil on your side to really make some of this stuff happen.
To Lee Scratch Perry.
Return of the good time, return of the past. This is Lee Scratch Perry, say hi. BBC Six Live and Direct.
Find out more at the Six Music website. Right now, it's the Introducing Mixtape.
Slow. I wanna Hello, I'm Tom Robinson and welcome to Six Music's weekly introducing mixtape. 60 minutes of top tunes from the BBC Introducing Uploader, handpicked by me for your listening enjoyment. You'll find a link to the full track lists and artist information at Fresh on the Net via bbc.co.uk/6musicintroducing.
I sit in the dark, waiting to be scared by a scuttling of insects or someone walking in unannounced. These things clutter my mind. The oppressive stench of a bloated man who hasn't washed for days on end calls out for help and lingers in the air. These things clutter my mind. I should install a crow's nest in my lounge. It'll help me keep lookout. I told you not to go. I told you not to go, but then you did. You'll listen from now. I sit in the dark, waiting to be scared by damp emerging from the wall and running along the skirting board. These things clutter my mind. The oppressive stench of a bloated man